And just a reminder that it's me, Scott Ross, here on 123 on behalf of Affinity Wheels, advice you can trust. And I'm delighted to say that Margaret Mills is here with me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Have a good Easter?
Yeah, very nice, thank you.
Wonderful. And you're going to tell us today about tracing your ancestors if they were unfortunate enough to find themselves in the workhouse. So tell us more.
Right. Well, actually, workhouses have a very long history, which obviously we haven't got time to go into in depth, but they go back to before 1600. So potentially there could be a lot of records for you to look through if you're interested in going back that far. But basically, if you have or you suspect that your ancestors had a connection to the workhouse, then there are records out there that you can consult. I might say it's estimated that over 80% of us have ancestors with a connection to the workhouse. That doesn't
80%?
Mean over 80%. That doesn't mean to say your ancestor was a pauper inmate. They could have been somebody who was involved with the administration of the workhouse or the provisioning of the workhouse.
In my case, it's more likely to be inside it.
Well, probably the case with a lot of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, it may be that they have some other connection. Or they could have been on the committee that ran the workhouse, known as the Board of Guardians. But if you are interested in looking, where can you go? Well, if you want to do some personal investigation, try your local record office. They have workhouse records for any workhouses in the area. And obviously our local one is at Chelmsford. It's in Wolf Road. Excellent, very helpful staff, and they'll get you started.
And what does area does that cover?
That would cover any workhouses in the Essex area.
In Essex?
In Essex,
and so you'd have to go to Chelmsford for that?
You would have to go to Chelmsford for that. If that doesn't appeal, if you can't or you don't want to go, then there are facilities online.
I was going to say, are there online?
Oh, there are indeed. Try looking at two main ones, the National Archives.
Uh-huh.
Just tap in National Archives as a Google search and it'll come up first on the list. That is a very big database.
Mm-hmm.
It helps if you know roughly when your ancestor was born, and of course if you know roughly when they might have gone into the workhouse, say within 10 or 20 years, then that will help as well.
But can you do it alphabetically?
You can do it alphabetically, but bear in mind, if you've got an ancestor with a common name, I mean, if you've got a Smith or a Jones,
well, yes,
allow time, allow days, possibly weeks, looking through. It's going to be a tough job, but, you know, it can be done. Also, there is a site that deals specifically just with workhouse inmates all over the country, and that's www.workhouses.org.uk. Again, lots of information about what workhouses were and what the daily regime would have been like for your ancestor.
Which is pretty horrendous.
Pretty tough.
I seem to recall.
Pretty
I've been
tough.
There.
Be warned, yeah. It can be quite an emotional search.
Harrowing.
So if you are looking for ancestors who you suspect might have had an involvement as a workhouse inmate, be prepared for some shocks.
Right, okay. Now, what are you doing next week? Because you're doing something similar about military ancestors.
Indeed, military ancestors next week. If you've got any ancestors in your dim and distant past, not only in recent times, but who served in the military, I may be able to put you on the right road.
Great stuff. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.